Good morning and welcome to the Bulldog Sports Update. I'm Rob Bentley. This update is presented by Meyer and Gatorade, the official nutrition and hydration partners of the Bulldogs. It was a busy weekend for the Ferris State Bulldogs as a total of 9 FSU teams were in action, the most since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Ferris State men's basketball earned a league home split against Purdue Northwest in GLIAC play, winning a high-scoring affair 89-75 on Friday before falling in a close 80-77 decision on Saturday. On the women's side, the Bulldogs fell in double overtime on the road at Purdue Northwest, 63-60 on Friday evening, but came back to notch an impressive 84-49 win on Saturday behind a career-high 38 points from sophomore standout Mallory McCartney. Both Bulldog teams face Wayne State to conclude the regular season this weekend, with the men traveling to Detroit to face the Warriors on Friday and Saturday, and the women playing host to Wayne State both days. Both women's games get underway at 3 p.m., and we'll have pregame coverage for you right here on Sunny 97.3 FM starting at 2:30. On both Friday and Saturday. Ferris State Hockey took third-ranked Minnesota State to overtime on Friday night at the Ava Glavin Ice Arena, falling 5-4 in a tight contest before a 5-1 setback in the finale on Saturday. The Bulldogs played their final home contest this Friday night against Lake Superior State at 7:07 p.m., and we'll have the game live right here on your Voice of the Bulldogs as well, starting at 6:30 p.m. Limited tickets will be available for the contest, and more information can be found online at ferrisstatebulldogs.com. The Bulldogs softball team opened its spring season with an impressive start, winning its first 4 games en route to a 4-1 mark at the Lewis Dome Invitational in Illinois. All 4 wins came against regional opponents. FSU is slated to get back to action this weekend at the Blue Bridge Classic in Owensboro, Kentucky, set for Friday through Sunday. The Ferris State volleyball team also opened its spring slate over the weekend, earning a GLIAC split with Northern Michigan at home. The Bulldogs won a thrilling 3-2 match in Friday's season opener before falling to the Wildcats 3-1 in the rematch. FSU travels to Lake Superior State for a para-conference contest this weekend. The Bulldog men's and women's tennis teams both posted regional wins on Friday over Walsh at the Ferris State Racquet and Fitness Center. The Bulldog women shut out the Cavaliers 7-0, and the men pulled out a 4-3 triumph. Both squads visit Hope College coming up on Saturday. And finally, the Ferris State track and field squads traveled to Allendale on Friday night for the Grand Valley State tune-up meet and now head to the 2021 GLIAC Indoor Championships set for Saturday and Sunday on the campus of Saginaw Valley State in University Center, Michigan. For tickets, scores, merchandise, video, and more, you can visit ferrisstatebulldogs.com. Tune in for all the exciting action of Bulldog basketball and hockey this weekend right here on your Voice of the Bulldogs. Reporting for the Bulldog Sports Network in Sunny 97.3 FM, I'm Rob Bentley.